And now we can't take no more. Big brother, living like 1984.
Every day 1984, with a world economic form. Did I forget to mention social credit implementing the score? If you kicked out and you poor, call get declined at the store. They got us divided and fighting, distracting us from the war. Poisoning our food and our water, confusing our sons and our daughters. You're the only thing and be happy, convincing you less is more.
Hello there, Kershaw County. Jeff Myers here. And I got several topics I want to kind of cover today. First, I want to talk about how you got what you asked for. And that meaning that Kershaw County Council has put a moratorium on new subdivisions and are working diligently and hard to create a new planning and zoning criteria for new houses and mobile homes and a whole redo of the whole planning and zoning. Probably going to expand too. You're getting what you asked for, see. For well over 20 years now, County Council has wanted expansion and just growth. They built a sewer department just so that they know, you know, that we're going to get some growth, get some industry in here so that we can have good jobs for our kids and they wouldn't run away to Columbia or various other places and get better jobs. And we'll just bring in, we'll just grow gradually. Well, that didn't work out too good now, did it? So now they got too many houses. Houses are growing like crazy. But nobody even talks about the root of the problem, which is low interest rates, free money from the Federal Reserve and the big banks, from the fiat money, monetary system of reserve banking, where the banks create money out of thin air. Every time somebody signs a loan agreement, that money is created out of thin air and goes on it as an asset and a liability. And so those low interest rates kept everybody feeling good, and everybody went and bought houses, and the prices of everything went up, and now you can't afford to eat a piece of bacon for breakfast. Now, in the whole time, each 5 years, the government comes and reassesses your property and all, and guess what? Oh, great day, the value of your property done gone up. So, shoot, the property tax got to go up. And you know what? In the meantime, to give y'all the bestest things in the world and all that, and make sure that you're safe and secure, and the price of everything has gone up for us too, we have to increase your fees and all that. So now you're giving government even more control over your housing industry and growth and all because of the crisis that they created themselves, that we, the people, let them create. So it was a problem. And the reaction was, oh, great day, subdivision. And the solution is more government, more intrusion onto your liberties and all. Now, was this manifest all the way up to the top that by doing all this that government would get bigger? Well, I don't know. Sounds like a pretty damn good plan to me. It's kind of like our second topic. Is the sheriff and his new True Leo system. Now, we'll get into that a lot in another video. But the very idea of artificial intelligence and the way it is in coming into our life and every area around us, like bombarding us, and it's coming so fast. the consequences of this are going to be larger and greater and more devastating than the Great Depression. Perhaps even greater than the genocide in Gaza. But y'all don't want to talk about that. The pulpits want to be silenced about that one. And then there's an update on the damn boat ramp. Well, the update is ain't nothing. Ain't nothing happening down there. No, everybody's being tight-lipped about it. Told y'all I don't give a shit about the damn FOIAs. I'm not FOIAing all that stuff from them people. If y'all want to play the game, y'all do it. They got it very easy. Go to the county website, KershawCounty.org.com, damn search the thing. Up in the top right corner, they got a thing for a FOIA. FOIA request, any and all paperwork for the boat ramp. And to include, not limited to, but including the contract, the progress reports, any change orders, any pictures, any communication between the general contractor and the county, emails or any electronic communications, those kind of things like that, so that we can hold the whoever responsible accountable for the snafus, so that we can prevent these things from happening. If you're going to have you a government, and you're going to have you a little limited government and all that kind of stuff, it seems to me that we would want it to be run efficiently. Now, what's coming is, these fools that think that just playing around with the boat ramp and all, and the county administrator and all, AI is going to come in and help them, you see. And when it helps them so much that they become useless, we no longer have to have a human county administrator or tax collector or any such thing. The only real human part of it, up and until AI figures out that one, is a human to enforce it. And that's where True Leo comes in. So you see, it's a big circle. But at some point, they don't need humans anymore. And look at the government. The government, all the MAGA people want, you know, smaller government and all. That's what the Doge thing was all about, right? Well, and then you got Palantir coming in there, and you got Microsoft coming in there, and they're gathering all the data out of there to make an efficient government. And Palantir, look at who they contract with. They contract with countries all over the world. And Palantir and Microsoft, too, were used very much to target Palestinians in Gaza for the genocide that you guys don't want to talk about, that the preachers remain silent about. Yeah, yeah. We're culpable for that, too. Taxpayer money, don't you know? Keep you safe and secure, like Lindsey Graham says. If we don't bless him, God will not bless us anymore, don't you know? Oh, we've been blessed really good of late, haven't we? So then on Friday, I hear over the interwebs that the government's gonna start jumping into the market, and they're gonna buy some 10% of different corporations, maybe. Perhaps Intel, that's what it was. They're going to be $11.8 billion of Intel for microchips to ensure that they're manufactured in the United States, or, you know, back in the 1930s and 40s, there was a guy in Italy, I think his name was Mussolini, that was it, and he coined this phrase and said, you know, when government and business get together, it's called fascism or corporatism. That damn ring a little bell to any of y'all. Does that seem like the way that America ought to go? Now, Donald Trump said, you know, it's to secure the chips so that, you know, we can stay ahead in the AI game while we build all these data centers and everything. So everything, if AI got to know everything, if it's going to run everything, y'all. Yeah. You know, you're going to have the cameras and the flock cameras, you know, and the surveillance cameras of this. Or look down the interstate. I mean, right here, Interstate 20. It goes from Columbia to Florence. I don't know, every half a mile to three quarters of a mile, there's a surveillance camera. You know, it's to keep you safe, to keep monitoring traffic, that kind of thing like that. But I mean, who'd you say it one day and come in and focus in on whatever and pick up that Jeffy's driving a car where he ain't supposed to be. He's outside his 15-minute limit, and he needs to go back home. Who'd you say that way? Not in America. Not in America, y'all. You know. But if we elect the right people, y'all. You know, there's a governor's race going on, and everybody's getting ready and pushing and shoving for an election this November, 1 year. This November, 1 year. And they're already positioning themselves and all, and here we got Ralph Norman, Alan Wilson, AG. That's the most boring son of a bitch out there. We got the crazy woman, Nancy Mace, and then we got the lieutenant governor, Pam Everett. Miss Forgettable. And I think there's a Democrat on that. These are ours, and there's a D over yonder and everything. And between any of them, ain't there a bit of difference in none of that bullshit. They're going to clean up the justice system, clean up the damn Columbia. They're going to fix the damn roads. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to make sure that South Carolina is set up for the future. And ain't none of them told you yet that every bit of that is going to cost you more money. And lots more money. Of course, they ain't told you yet that Scout Motors is in trouble, because Scout Motors is tied to EVs and automobiles, and both of them things ain't selling shit if the economy goes like this here. So in the end, if I was a betting man, I'd say there ain't gonna be very many of those little Scout vehicles coming off the assembly line. I don't know. But they're still working on it. And millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of tax dollars going out the windows. Because, you know, the government should be in the free market promoting business. Don't you know? That's the way it should be. So that wouldn't be fascism. That'd just be, you know, promoting things. Private partnerships and public-private partnerships and lobbyists. Never mind that. If you vote the right people in, y'all, you can get your freedom back. That's what they tell you. If you vote the right people in. Now, remember, we've been doing this for 250 years now, 56 years, 60. Anyway, if you vote the right people in, you can get your freedom back. You know, hey, old Lindsey Graham don't give a damn about the Ukrainians, y'all. Let me ask you this. Does Lindsey Graham give a damn about you? Lindsey Graham doesn't give a damn about Gaza and the Palestinians. He doesn't give a shit about the genocide. Lindsey Graham is a murderer and a thief. And yet South Carolina has voted him in over and over and over again. And I'm reminded, vote the right people in and you can get your freedom back. Been wrong about every war since he's been around. And he would have been wrong about every war before that had he been around. And yet the people of South Carolina continue to elect him. But I'm told if you vote the right people in, you can get your freedom back. I'm reminded of a quote that a great libertarian, anarcho-capitalist, Tom Woods, coined. No matter who you vote for, you get John McCain. You get a warmonger. You get somebody that's willing to fund genocide. Despite the majority of the American people saying, no. I mean, you go down into the Bible Belt, down there where the people have been taught this damn babbling bullshit, Scofield Bible crap, where they think that, the Israelis can do anything and everything that they want because God has blessed them with everything, so they can murder everybody, including the Christians, which they do on a regular basis, by the way. But, you know, we don't talk about those kind of things. So what do y'all think? What do y'all think? You think I'm crazy? You think that I'm insane? That I have an opinion about this and are talking about how corrupt this system is? I'll tell you this. I have a guttural hatred for the state. I'm telling you, boys and girls, the state is the devil himself. It is the devil manifested to the minds and hands of men in delusion, in lust for power and control. And that's what it is. And I stand against that. And during the Constitution, they talk about the chains. They talk about the chains. What are they chaining? The government. Why? Because the government is fire. It is evil. They know. They know it is the devil. They want to tame it. They want to hold that genie. Let the genie out of the bottle, but grab a hold of its leg and don't let it. And it only does what you want it to do. And if it don't, you're going to beat it over the head. That's what they want you to believe. But that, ladies and gentlemen, that genie does not stay in your hand. A genie's out of the bottle, and it's growing, and it grows leaps and bounds, and after a while, it ends up killing millions and millions outside of the nation, and then comes for the people on the inside. Yeah. Oh, it happens all the time. Happens all the time. Read your damn history book. I know you didn't get it in indoctrination camp. Did you shit indoctrination camp? You know, we got a couple of little dates and everything. When did the Washington go across the Delaware River, blah, blah, blah? Who the hell knows? I don't remember. Wasn't there. But that kind of bullshit like that, not the important stuff about how we were tricked and befuddled and how the central bank works and how government actually works. No, it's the freedom machine. You know, if you vote the right people in, you can get your freedom back. Spin the wheels. That's what they tell us. So let me ask you something. Am I crazy? AI is coming, and AI is going to put more people out of work. That's when the dude at the World Economic Forum said, you know, he said, what are we going to do with all the useless eaters, y'all? What are we going to do with all them useless eaters? That's why they also talk about universal basic income. That way you poor sons of bitches can go around and get your rations and crawl back into a damn hole somewhere, and hopefully you'll die, because we'll put in a medical system that, you know, gets you a shot every 6 damn months, and maybe we'll kill you in 4 or 5 years after we've taken every dime that you have out of you. But that's the system that you have. And that's where we're headed. Wait until pretty soon, your doctor will be an AI bot. And you'll probably have a little kit that'll show up, Amazon will show up with a little kit from your doctor, and something to stick up your butt, and something to shove down your throat, and it'll read out. And the next thing you know, a little ding, 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 and your prescription's ready. These are what the things to come. And nobody's worried about that, are we? No, we're too busy on the rat race. Too busy living paycheck to paycheck. Everything's going up but my paycheck. So Trump's cleaning up Washington, D.C. He's going to do that. He said he's going to do that all over the place, y'all. I don't know, all major cities or something. You don't reckon this sets some kind of precedent or anything, do you? Huh? Let me ask you something. If this here was JoJo Biden, you know, the senile fella, would y'all be raising hell or not? Now, granted, you wouldn't be doing nothing, but would you be raising hell or not? I don't know. I always said, as I was learning this, that I thought the authoritarian part of it would always come from the right, and that they would cheer about it, because they like the police, they love the police so much, and they always support them, just like here in Kershaw County in the true Leo system and the flock camera systems. Hey, it's a great thing. Keep it safe and secure. We love you. Anything we can do. Y'all need a tank? You can get a tank. We'll buy you a tank. That's what most Americans have been dumbfounded into believing, that the state authorities are there for me and you. When the Supreme Court has ruled, I done said it many times, go and look it up, that the police have no reason, no mandate to protect you or serve you or anything. If you get a phone call and they don't go and you get killed or something, you can't do nothing about it. And you got responsibility for that. They don't even have to call, answer the call. That's the system you got. So, you got genocide. You got the government taking over, buying corporations. Well, let's just think. Uncle Sam, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street start to own everything. Hell, that'd be a perfect world, won't it, boys and girls? We'll have more fun. God, dog. We won't have to work. AI'll do everything for us. And shit, they'll know before a crime is even committed and go ahead and lock them people up. I'll be all right because I don't commit crimes, don't you know? No. I don't even have bad thoughts. So I'll be good to go. But, man, I tell you what, it's going to be great when AI takes over, boys and girls. Something else to think about while y'all waiting on that damn boat ramp. Until next time.
Tracking our phones, everything we eat GMO. They want us all driving electric controlled everywhere that you go. I ain't riding with Biden and I ain't trusting Trudeau. Matter of fact, all these politicians, the wealth place around the globe. Taxing on carbon emissions, they don't want you guarding your children. They don't want you having no knowledge, they want us all in a prison. Gender confusing the youth, their agenda is proof. I don't trust these fact checkers every time they censor the truth. How we overpopulated if our birth rate is shrinking. Go ahead, ignore your instincts, morals right down the sink. All the freedoms that you thought you had, they gone in a blink. Sir, you're under arrest, you've had too much to think.
Big brother.